I'd like to share. Last night in our devotions, it's good that you brought the steadfastly up again, because how often does that happen in our life, that we keep steadfastly? I mean, I was talking the other day to Brother Tony Tate about that. I work in construction, and I know people here go to college, and we all have our different places in the world, right? And when I come home from work, I can honestly say I'm not steadfastly anymore. What I see during the day and what I hear during the day at my work and what other people hear at college, I assume I'm not the only one, right? So that's what I wanted to share. Maybe somebody could give us an answer on that. Like, it's written here so easily. That's what we were talking about last night in devotions. It just stands there, steadfastly continued. It's one verse, but it means so much, and it's so hard to accomplish in our practical life, right? Maybe somebody could help us out here. We talked about it a little bit at devotions last night, but maybe we could get into it a bit more. Somebody could help us out how we could be more steadfastly.
Well, I'll tell you that I deal with coal miners. It's a pretty rough bunch of people. You'll deal with people in your area, they're pretty rough in their own way too. It underlines two things, at least for me. One, that is why we need the washing or the cleansing of the Word of God. Because we're going through a scene where we are defiled. And so, in fact, there is that which we hear, there's that which we see, that is absolutely defiling to us in the language or in many ways. So when at the end of the day, and I'm using that word advisedly, at the end of the day, we need the refreshment from the Word of God. But I'll tell you, young people, there's something else that we need to touch upon. And that is, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. I shouldn't, as a young person, or me as an older person, be satisfied to be able to say to somebody, well, I know there's a verse in here somewhere that says that. That's not much good to me when I'm in the middle of a difficulty or when I'm in these circumstances, when the Lord can bring scriptures to our mind that we've read over and over. I'm purposely saying, staying away from memorized. Memorization is good, but it's much better when it becomes a part of us. So they're the two things. Maybe somebody else wants to add more.
I'm glad you bring that up, because I think you guys forgot. I always say that, and I'm going to say it again today. Last year when we were here, I asked you if you will be reading through the Bible in a year. How many of you have done that? How many finished the Bible last year? Hands? No hands? Nobody did it. Yeah. Here is a simple way. An easy way. How are we going to be consistent, steadfastly? Very simple. Every one of you have a Bible. Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Read the Word of God. 3 chapters a day. Maybe 3.5. Maybe 4. But start with 3 chapters a day. You would read through the Bible. It is important to read the Word of God. And don't tell me it's very hard and you cannot understand it. I have seen papers that you have done for school and books that you have read for school. Above all, you have the Spirit of God, who is the author of that book that will help you to understand. But that's one thing we could start with, is steadfastly, continuously, like Daniel, he have purposed in his heart. Just do that. Purpose in your heart that you would read the Word of God every day. Just like you eat every day 3 meals, read the Word of God every day. Maybe that will be a way to help us out.
I try to do that, but what I'm trying to say here is that when I get home off of work at 8:30 at night, and I do my shower, my dinner, and I can honestly say the work or the things that happened at work overwhelmed me so much that I don't feel like reading the Bible. It has taken too much part of me. It's, yeah.
Well, I think that, and we were talking yesterday, and I shared with a brother a personal experience that I had as my last year of high school, going to work for a company that the men there were very difficult men. They used profanity in every sentence that they spoke. And traveling home, you just felt really defiled and filthy from being in that environment. And I think Acts chapter 2, verse 42 helps, because not only is it about having a purpose in your heart, steadfastly following the apostles' doctrine, but this whole idea of fellowship is important. You see, this, we cannot change the environment in which we live, but we can affect where we go when we leave work. The matter of separation that Brother John brought up earlier, I think as young people we have to understand that we get naturally defiled as we walk through this scene. And there is the Word of God that we have to bring to bear to cleanse us from that defilement. But we also have to make sure that we don't put ourselves in a defiling situation by the things that we hear, where we go, the things that we occupy ourselves with. One of the things that helped me tremendously was that when I left school, when I left that part-time job and there were associations that I had there, I could leave those fellas and I could leave those young ladies, and there were friends that I had that were Christian young men and young sisters in the meeting. And we were not taken up with the things that I left at that work or at school. And I want to challenge you young people that if you're finding that there's a carryover, meaning that when you get together with young men and young sisters in the meeting, that you're discussing things that are inappropriate, well, what you're going to find is that you're going to wear down spiritually. But if you come and you find yourself in fellowship, walking in this common bond with other young people, with the saints who are older, who are teaching the doctrine, who are saying that, you know, the Lord expects great things of us because He did great things for us. You know, Ephesians talk about this very lofty place that we are in with Christ because of what He's done. Then, you know, I say to myself, as I go back to work or school the next day, that I don't hear the guys so much anymore. And I'm so thankful that when the day is over, that I can open my Bible, I can think back to a Bible study at Grove City, I can think back to lessons in Sunday school, and I can be comforted and built up from the Word of God. So I think as young people, we have to remember that we are in the world, we are not of the world. We have to draw a really straight line of separation so that we don't put ourselves in situations where we will be defiled. And then we have to fellowship amongst the saints and the people of God.
Although we are not of the world, we are put where we are for a purpose. And I think maybe you could take a lot of encouragement in Joseph's life. He was put in the house of Potiphar, and day by day, Potiphar's wife came to him and tried to seduce him. And yet he found his comfort in the Lord, and somehow he would go home every day and look to the Lord for help and go to the Lord. You never hear, except for one occasion, of Joseph looking to man for any comfort. And every day he was still able to go back to work, and every day he did his service. And if you read in Genesis 39, his whole desire was to do the will of the Father and to do the will of his master, Potiphar. And if our desire is to do the will of our master, the Lord Jesus, and of God the Father, we will see what our purpose is on the construction. Maybe there's somebody there that is really begging for a Bible, as that man last night was begging for a Bible. So I think we need to, again, keep our comfort in the Lord and realize, though, situations may be bad, that there still is a reason why we are there.